I got another angry black man.
Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal. This isn't Democratic or Republican. This is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face is capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your, ooh, I ain't even, it's too fucking hot for me to talk, I'm sweating and shit, shit got me sweating, you know why, cause y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on earth, that's why it's 37 fucking states right now, going through a heat wave, cause not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light bill, you see how fucking hot it is, I'm pissed the fuck, I can't,
Yeah!
Well, you motherfuckers shut the fuck up. Music to Swear By is about to come on. I'm not trying to miss a motherfucking second of this motherfucking show. It's the best on the motherfucking net.
Let's start the show.
This is Music to Swear By. I'ma laugh till I cry. Flipping birds to the sky. Looking neighbor Jen in the eye. Cross over to the dark side. How is illegal, they imply, we say shut the fuck up and enjoy the ride. Maybe Dave was one hell of a guy, so I tune in every single night, smoking a dude while he improv with the tunes. I smoke and I'm floating across rooms like balloons. This is not for the prudes, we raise a glass and pass the name of Dave's ass. Tune in to Neighbor Juliet, 15 minutes past the hour. Hope this computer don't crash, I'm not trying to miss out.
Welcome everyone, welcome to Music to Swear By. This is a show where I, Neighbor Paul, filling in for Neighbor Tony, once again, the delinquent motherfucker, invite friends over to my goddamn fucking fort to listen to songs containing fucking profanity.
Fuck
in,
yeah.
In the goddamn fort tonight, we got...
Neighbor Dave.
Neighbor Tammy.
Neighbor Rhonda.
Alright, thanks for the enthusiasm, guys. Where the fuck is Tony when I need him? Anyway, what do we got tonight? What do we got going on tonight?
Dude, there's so much going on. There's so much to talk about. It's kind of insane.
This is what, like 3-4 days after the fucking elections?
Yeah, and we got a report. Minnesota is all good.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. So, well, except for Michelle Bachmann, right?
How does that woman keep getting reelected? It's fucking mind-boggling.
Hey, I think it's men.
Hey, other than that, it was a clean sweep. We can put up with a crazy fucking bat witch in Congress.
Exactly. Man, she's an embarrassment to the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, she is. She's not from our district. We can't do shit about it. So.
I know, it just pisses me off.
Shit here at home is going to change drastically. Our fucking paychecks are going to get raped, I think, in the next couple of years because we got to fucking figure out how to balance this budget. But
that's not good.
You fuckers are going to get married in 2 years, I think.
No,
yeah, baby, then we'll be screwed on taxes just
God. You'll help with the budget too.
The gay amendment did not pass.
That was huge, and we are so happy.
Baby. The other good news is. You heard about this woman named Tammy Baldwin?
Yeah, baby.
Who's she?
She's a lesbo. She's a lesbotian, and she's from Wisconsin. Isn't it Wisconsin?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
And we own land in Wisconsin. Thank you very much. So we're proud of her. But she is now a senator, isn't it?
Is that Tammy in the hot tub?
Nope, that's Tammy Baldwin. Tammy. If you want to come in the hot tub, you can.
Hell
join
yeah.
Tammy in the hot tub.
So Tammy Baldwin in the hot tub. So
yes.
Is the first
for president. Tammy Baldwin in the hot tub for president.
Am I correct that she's the first senator in U.S. history
who's
openly gay, ran for a position? She wasn't incumbent, right? And she was elected. And interestingly, she beat Tommy Thompson, who was former governor of the state of Wisconsin, where Paul Ryan was running as vice president. So people thought they had a slam dunk in Wisconsin. Tommy Thompson, they figured Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney. But no, fuck you. Wisconsin voted all Democrat.
So, other than their local, the state went back Republican.
Oh, did it?
Soon the cheeseheads will let lesbos marry, too. It'll happen. Tammy will get that done. Tammy Baldwin in the hot tub will make that happen.
Very nice. So we're optimistic about the state of Minnesota. Despite the economy, we're optimistic socially, right?
Mm-hmm. Gives us a reason to drink.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Anyone else got any hood-related shit or political shit? Because otherwise, let's play a goddamn song.
Well, I got just one little topic I want to bring up before we move on.
What's that?
There is a new basketball team being formed in Minnesota, playing in the Roseville Rec League.
The Roseville Rec League?
And it is named Music to Swear By.
No fucking shit. Oh, what? I'm part of that. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah,
so we're going to be following the Music to Swear By basketball team.
Terry, we need to get pom-poms and cheer.
They start playing on November 28th, and we'll fill you in on how we do.
You know, Dave and I anteed up the $600 to start the fucking team.
$600?
Fuck yeah, man. This is serious shit. This is uniforms and referees and shit, right? This is serious shit with a tournament. So, goddamn it, if we're ponying up that fucking money on our credit cards, the fucking team is called Music to Swear By.
Absolutely. I'm down with that.
So, we'll let you know as the season progresses how we're doing. All right. We ready to talk some music? And the vodka has finally hit me. So, all right. Who's got something? Rock, paper, scissors. I win. I got something to bring
Polly
to the table.
Always wins.
All right. You guys ever heard of a dude named P.O.S.? That ain't his actual name. But P.O.S. is a dude named Stefan Alexander. And he's one of the founding members of a super band called Doomtree. And Doomtree, if they announced, to put in perspective, if it was announced tomorrow, Doomtree's playing at First Avenue, they'd sell out the show, 3,000 tickets in an hour. They're big fucking shit in the state of Minnesota.
For people that are not from Minnesota, why is First Avenue significant?
Thank you. I always
Prince!
Knew. Yes. And it became famous because it's where Prince played in the 80s, right before he got wicked famous, right? This dude fucking is in a band called Building Better Bombs. He plays guitar. It's a hardcore punk band. He's in an electronic rock band called Marijuana Death Squad. He's in Doomtree, and he has his own solo shit called POS. And he released an album last week called We Don't Live Here, and his first song is called Fuck Your Stuff. And this motherfucker debuted at number 47. This is no joke. This fucker is big!
What does POS stand for?
Put out shit.
No shit?
You know, he doesn't tell people.
Every one of his bands that you mentioned, almost everyone, except for POS, which we don't know what the fuck it stands for, is negative.
It is. And yet he's so positive, I hear. Yeah.
Yeah, so, the song, Fuck Your Stuff, I mean, that's a way to sweet talk anyone into your arms. Let me fuck your stuff.
Hey, so City Pages had a bunch of shit about him, and they said, his talent is only rivaled by his sincerity, and that's why you love POS, because he'd rather hang out and do something cool than put up with a bunch of bullshit in Hollywood.
Right on, brother, man.
Yeah, man. So this guy's for real. So
okay.
I want to let you know about this fucker and just play his new song and encourage people to go on to iTunes, Amazon, whatever you do. Take a listen to this shit, and we're going to introduce you to, if you haven't heard of this guy, his new song from his fourth album. It's called Fuck Your Stuff.
Cue it up.
Laser beak. Ron Slayer's Entertainment.
So that's him on guitar and rapping.
My whole crew's on some shit. Scuffing up your Nikes. Spitting on your whip. You're kicking out your DJ. Rock it, then we dip.
We dip.
Getting crazy like a motherfucker. Word. Looking out the window like Malcolm. Just when I thought this culture was open, they go without them. Fuck Dominic Town. Spit ice, skip jewelry. Multi cocktails on me like accessories.
What?
I am really raw. I ain't seen a mirror in a month, but I stay fly. Spinning man, spinning man, flipping out with the
boys. Oh, is that video in Minneapolis, you think?
Don't look like it to me.
Brother Ali does all this shit in Minneapolis. See, like, Ghetto in the Sky down by the Metrodome and everything?
Well, that ain't down by the Metrodome, I'll tell you that. It could be somewhere in Northeast, but it has to be close to the river or something.
Pissing in some convertible,
trying to create some tension. So we're watching a YouTube video, and I highly encourage you to watch it. Basically, this is a 99%er, an Occupy Wall Street guy who's pissed off at the whole fucking country.
Scuffing up your Nikes, spitting on your whip, kicking out your DJ, rock it, then we dip. We don't watch the replay. Hey, hey, hey.
Let's play a game we used to do.
What's that?
With the ball on fire?
In the fucking sticks, we used to take a tennis ball and coat it in gasoline, light it on fire, and we kick it around. Like, play soccer with it.
Wow, we did that with dead raccoon skulls.
So if I run up with a mask on, probably got a gas can too, and I'm not here to fill her up. Nope, we came to riot, here to incite. We don't want any of your stuff. Keep sticking to the script, man. We never seen that shit. We knew the secret before they went ahead and WikiLeaked it. Made it dumb, bang it out the speakers, hoping to smash capital quotes and the word leaders. Wait, they in the past, so we dancing on they ashes. Onward, upward, laughing at the masses. Thinking while they sit, I just go off on they ass. Wearing last year's trash, ladies still be batting lashes. And trying to smash, it's the passion, the goal, the lack of a muzzle and a style that's fucking irrational.
Ain't fucking around.
Fuck your stuff. I mean, for real. We genuinely believe that all of your shit is fake. Understand, my whole crew's on some shit. Scuffing up your Nikes, spitting on your whip, kicking out your DJ, rock it, then we dip. We don't watch the replay. Hey, I ain't kidding, I got this brick in my hand.
My whole crew's on some shit.
What does that mean? Scuffing up your Nikes and spitting
on your
whip.
Before I said
your
wit.
Wit.
Yes. He's saying,
all right.
Yeah, you think you're witty. You walk around your fucking Nikes you bought, you goddamn fucker. You can't do anything original. Don't even live here. P.O.S. on tour right now in the U.S. of fucking A.
Hey, by the way, it's P.O.
Yes, sorry about that. Yeah, P.O.
And the album was out on October 22nd.
Yes, and that's on Rhyme Sayers Entertainment.
On the Minnesota Nice podcast, we played Atmosphere. They had it. They have a song called Minnesota Nice.
Yeah.
Where they talk about what fucking bullshit Minnesota Nice is, right?
Oh, have we got a song for you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know that song, Gangnam Style?
Yeah.
Open Condom Style.
Yeah. Gangnam Style. That Korean guy, what is he, Pi or... I don't know what his name is, but Tammy's...
I don't know that song, Gangnam Style?
You gotta see it. Tammy's a broomball team,
yeah,
had a song that's that was Minnesota Style.
Oh boy.
Oh.
And
it's funny. I mean, one of the lines is, we can get you wet 10,000 ways. I mean, it's hysterical. I mean, that's good.
That's good.
10,000 legs, 10,000
ways.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. That is funny.
That's good.
But I was just bringing up Atmosphere because I first heard Atmosphere on The Current.
Nice.
And they played that Minnesota Nice song on The Current, and they blanked out the song, and I immediately said, uh-oh, they're blanking something out, I gotta look it up. So,
Dave, the investigator in
absolutely. Dave. Absolutely. My radar went off. Blanks are a good thing.
Blanks.
Hells yeah. All right, so what are we following up this Minnesota Nice shit with?
A little Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, baby.
Wait a minute.
Everything's corrupt.
Wait a minute.
What?
Ice Cube hasn't made music since 1991.
Well, he's back, baby. What? And more pissed off than ever.
No,
are you serious?
He has a new album. Does he have new music?
This is new, but I don't think there's an album as of yet. This is just something that was pre-released.
All right, so Ice Cube, what's the song name?
Everything's Corrupt.
Well,
Brother Dave.
Oh, man.
Paul, let's hear it.
All right, cue that fucking shit up. Ice Cube, Everything's... I'm sorry.
Everything's corrupt. Let's get it right, Mr.
Everything's corrupt. Everything's fucked up. Everything's by a fucking shit out of luck. Everything's corrupt. Everything's fucked up. Everything's by the fucking shit out of luck. Go to school, the teacher wanna fuck the students. Go to church, my preacher.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
That evil ass judge fell asleep at my trial. This shit is wild. Chickens getting sick as the cows. Birds falling out the sky. Fish dying in piles. It's fishy. Politicians smell like my bowels. Talking ass shit, really cramping my styles. I got many. Now I'm pinching pennies, no doubt. I squeezed Lincoln so hard, a fucking booger came out. It's a
shame. I squeezed Lincoln so hard, a fucking booger came out.
Now that's
gross. With chains. I met Mr. Lee Harvey from the Tea Party. He used to hate Obama till he felt Hurricane Charlie looking for his FEMA check. It's gone with the wind. When them dicks is in, you know the fix is in. For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach the children. Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck. For my birthday, buy me a politician.
It's you see that? The riot, or the Pussy Riot girls were on there.
Fuck! Oh! That was the football. It was a coach fucking a football player. Yes!
Everything's a scam. Beat the next man. It's capitalism. They'll just build a new prison for you slick ass niggas that's trying to be
this is a kick ass video, folks. Right.
Listeners, you need to log on to YouTube and look this shit up.
Fuck. I mean, it is that, something.
That POS video was fun, but this is amazing.
This is fucking
this is disturbing
real life.
On many levels.
Yes, disturbing, but real life. This shit is. All happened.
This is, we're like 2 minutes into this, and this is like 16 CNN topics at once.
In a splint. I can't pay my rent. The interest on my credit card, I ain't made a dent. The U.S. Mint, I heard they bought the print. But it's fucked up, cause I won't see a cent. I'm sick of getting ignored. This world I can't afford. I'm going to the pen. Free room, free board, bitch. For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame.
I take it that Ice Cube does not like people in Washington.
No.
I'm just gonna take that guess here, go out on a limb, and say that he is down with them.
I don't think he and Michelle Bachmann exchange Christmas cards.
No.
Everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck. It's a wall of confusion. My niggas, they loosen. I know what you're doing. They drug abusing. My bitches be juicing. My Uzis be losing. The folks be cruising. They know what you're doing. A wall of confusion. My niggas be loosen. I know what you're doing. You're drug abusing. My bitches be juicing. My Uzi be oozing. The folks be cruising.
Wow.
That shit is instantly relevant.
Damn.
I mean, it was like you saw so many
and
visions of
angry.
Oh, he's pissed off. And but do you blame him? I mean, a lot of shit has gone wrong.
And you know what? His ability to swear was fabulous.
He brought it, man.
Everything's fucked up. I mean,
I would like to swear like that in my house. Oh, yeah,
I mean, to match beat. Keep it all up. Man, that guy's good. So
that's almost as good as old school Public Enemy.
Wow, you're right.
And maybe better. Fuck, that was some powerful shit right there.
You know Chuck D would appreciate that, right?
Hells yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. That motherfucker is like, he's like right back at the top. He might be the fucking godfather or the president
that
of hip-hop.
That was pretty damn intense.
Is that rap or hip-hop? I don't even know.
That's rap.
That rap?
That's rap.
That ain't no hip-hop.
Okay. So,
Katy Perry's fucking hip hop.
All right, so should we call him?
Katy Perry's not hip hop.
Oh, isn't she?
Is she?
I gotta call you on that.
Is she pop?
She's pop.
Pop, rock, pop.
All right, okay. I'm country.
I get it.
What do you people want? What do you bitches want? I'm country girl, and they don't swear. Country girls swear a pretty fucking penny, honey.
Not in their songs. Right.
Katy Perry, Taylor Swift,
well,
Tammy in the hot tub. We're going to have to do a country episode because country does swear.
Not very often.
They do, though.
Okay. They should fucking swear.
They do swear.
Well, they should, motherfucker, because it is not...
First time I ever heard a swear word in any song was a country song.
What was the song? Name it now.
It was Devil Goes Down to Georgia.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels.
Oh, Charlie Daniels.
You know what the other one is? Forget all about your macho shit and learn how to play guitar.
Yeah.
Play guitar. John Cougar, right?
Yeah.
Remember that shit? Like 1983?
He's not fucking country.
Who cares? My point is, bitch, that fucking shit blew my mind. I played off his riff of the first time I heard someone swear in a song.
Right, whatever. Yeah. The first time I heard someone swear was my mother.
Real.
Get the fuck out of there. You were still in the womb.
Exactly.
Probably.
Get the fuck out of there.
What the fuck?
It was more like, go the fuck out of there.
And that's why I came out and fuck was one of my favorite words.
Wow. You thought it meant suck?
No, fuck.
Fuck. Just
fuck. It's angry. It's
nice.
You know.
It's a fabulous word. George Carlin.
Fuck is beautiful.
Smiling.
Fuck is a beautiful word, but fuck I can't say it in front of my goddamn children.
Fuck is a beautiful
which
word.
I do too often, don't I, Tammy? Tammy in the hot tub wants to scold me.
Yeah?
Always, because I swear too much.
Well, she's reasonable.
Well, fuck her.
Okay.
Oh, man. So that Ice Cube shit is fucking intense, right?
It is. I mean, it's hot in this fort now. I mean, I'm angry. I'm pissed off, motherfuckers. I want to hit someone.
I want to burn something.
Me too. We need a fire in here.
He is fire in the hole. Fire in the fort. That
hey,
fucker.
I got another angry black man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You got some fucker angrier than Ice Cube?
Hell
oh,
yeah.
It cannot all right. happen.
All right. Let me hear this shit, because I'm
cue
thinking...
Cue it up.
Well,
Neighbor Dave.
Can we... Let's guess. I mean, I'm thinking... Ice-T, I'm thinking, well, Snoop Dogg ain't angry, he's Snoop Lion, he's just smoking weed, he doesn't give a fuck, right?
He's never angry, all he wants to do is smoke weed and...
Is this a mainstream dude?
No.
Oh,
this
all
is
right.
way underground. The guy's name is Jonah Brown.
Alright, Jonah Brown. So Jonah Brown is pissed off more than Ice Cube, right?
Yeah, you ready to hear the song?
Ah, fucking cue it up, motherfucker. Let's
yeah,
finish
baby,
it.
Go.
Hey, this is boy
Jonah Brown.
I got a little dad for y'all.
Everybody hit the floor and do the duty dance. Shake it like you got
duty
a piece
dance.
Of dookie in your pants. Squat down low and work your body like you're taking a shit in the middle of the party.
Yo.
Now say ah. Now lift one leg high up in the air and fart loud like a freaking chainsaw. And do the duty dance. Do the duty dance.
Do the duty dance.
Do the duty dance.
Dance, even if you got no legs, just pucker up your cheeks and make the poopy face. Make
wait, what is he angry about? X-Lax not working or working too
apparently
much?
Apparently he's constipated, much like our 3-year-old Gunner.
Like you're dropping a deuce, yeah, make the poopy face. Like you're busting one loose, just make the poopy face. And drop your caboose to the ground.
This song is for Tony. You don't like joke songs? Here's a joke song for you. You like poop jokes. This is a poop joke song, bitch. Suck it, Tony.
Come on, Tone Loc. This is for you, Tone Loc. Where the fuck are you, dude?
Do the duty dance. 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 Do the duty dance.
I was trying not to tell you the name of the song. This is the duty dance.
The duty dance.
All right, this is by Jonah Brown. The album name is called The Log Father.
The Log Father?
Hey, let me tell you the name of the songs on the album. The first song is called Prologue.
Prologue. Like in
he's
favor of shitting?
With shit.
Yeah, that second song, Poo Poo Prophet. Third song, Baby I'm a Poop Man. Fourth song, Beautiful Poop.
Hey!
Has there ever been a beautiful
this song,
poop? I think
Your
not.
Shit, My Shit. Sixth song, Beautiful Poop. Seventh song, Mommy. I don't really care about
that. Other than when you give birth
mommy.
As a mommy, you poop.
I guess, yeah.
Song 8, Crap Master. Song 9, oh. Paint the White House Brown.
Oh my god. That sounds yummy.
I know this song is absolutely retarded, and so is the album, but...
Oh.
This is an actual album for sale on Amazon.
Okay.
And there's two reviews of this album.
Really?
There's one review is 5 stars. One review is 1 star. Alright?
Alright.
Okay, the first review says, Jonah Brown's debut on Daily CD Records is confusing, creative, awe-inspiring, and funny. It is also very well produced. In the words of a famous Beetlejuice, bad as can. The pure poetry of Mr. Brown's seamlessly, endlessly commentary on life's necessity is impressive, to say the least. And the sonic canvas is so danceable.
Was that review by jbrown@gmail.com?
That is such bullshit. I mean, a whole album?
All right, second review. One-star
for
review.
For feces? And, I mean, please.
Okay, this one-star review, it's just titled, It's Come to This. Seriously? A weak-ass rapper wastes his time and money making a record about shit and really expects people to buy it? The log father? Give me a break, ass clown.
I love it. I love
ass
it.
Pirate. All right,
but I do have a real rap song.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you guys are
for
playing...
For real?
For real.
It's yeah, not from Father Log Brown or whatever right, the fuck right, his name is?
No. You fuckers are playing all this new rap. It can't hold a candle to old school rap. Wow. This is from the 90s. This is...
He would pull it from...
Have you guys ever heard of a band called The Far Side?
Hell yeah,
okay,
I have.
So you've heard of them. All right. So The Far Side is kind of a rival to Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul. This is alternative hip-hop.
Yeah.
And this is based out of Los Angeles. This is from the album The Bizarre Ride 2. This is called I'm That Type of Nigga.
Cue it the fuck up. I think a lot of guys did this kind of rap, right?
This shit makes you want to bounce your fucking head. Ron is doing it right now. Yeah. You can't
give me
help it.
A hit of acid and you'll never see me again.
What's that, Tammy?
Makes me want to bounce my head off a cement wall. Tammy on the hot tub says no to rap, folks.
You fuck with me, I'll be the nigga who be slanging them dogs. Arms like six, heads like bricks, niggas be dropping like logs. I used to be the nigga never down for doing dirt. Now I got the girl calling when she down for doing work. Cause I'm the type of nigga that'll rock them draws. Straight to a party, chugging on my balls. I used to be the nigga that'll keep you happy. Go ask your moms, cause I might be the nigga you gonna pass.
These are rappers who are having fun. They're not angry at the world.
Yeah, yes. This is the kind of rap I mean, although I did understand Ice Cube's message. I got that. And I got the other gentleman's message also. But this is more fun. You're right. It's hip-hop. It's yeah. Let's dance and be crazy. It's not so serious. But that other shit makes you think about, holy... Christ, there's a lot of bad
which,
stuff going
which
on.
Do you prefer? The crazy, serious, stressed out, pissed off, critical shit? Or the let's just drink and have a good time shit?
You know, with today's... What's going on today in society, I guess I'd rather have a little fun and let's go with the...
That's cool.
Let's have some fun. I mean, the other stuff makes you think, but you know, I think enough. I don't need that shit. Let's go.
What about you, Tit H?
I think Korean that's pop is in now, isn't
Korean
it?
Korean pop.
Yes.
Gangnam
style.
In my heart, so I'ma play the part of that type of nigga with the ice cold heart, chilly willy. Don't be silly, I think you're Philly and I'm on ya. Make a disown ya, changing in demonia. Put her on my throne, oh yeah. See, I'm the type of the nigga, so you better beware. The nigga is on, I'm coming, you don't like Al Capone, I'm all that. The only difference with me and Alzi Balzi is I'm Blackjack Kingman. No clowning, cause I'm grinding like a Jew. And when I spin
in my shit, it's 190 proof.
Alright guys,
Alright, so I like that a lot better than Jonah. Right? I mean, that's good Tribe Called Quest, 1990s. That's real hip hop, right?
I love the Far Side. The Bizarre Ride 2 is a great album. The whole way through, it's one of those albums that you can put in your car and listen to when you're driving down the beach. Man. Of course, there's no beach here, so.
Yeah, but if you're living in San Diego.
Hey, life's a beach. Plenty of beach, honey.
I think I'd drive off the cliff into the beach.
I think you can be converted, Tammy.
But that shit's good, right?
You are fine, honey.
That shit's good.
I hear you like little Korean boys instead.
Oh, hey, all right.
We got it. 8-year-old that loves this stuff and is dancing in the house. You should see him dancing. Seriously?
Your children will be on video tomorrow dancing to this.
Oh, yes. My God, I trust you with my children.
Well, you shouldn't.
Okay, so
what the hell's wrong with you?
I've heard two references to this something called Gangnam Style.
All right, what's that shit?
Is this it?
Oh, I like that.
Mitt Romney Style. Romney Style. I got a horse in the Olympics, girl, but I don't even watch him. In and out of tax loopholes, cause I'm so fucking awesome. Bitch, it's Friday night, you know we benefit hopping. Check my conspic, you, us consumption. I got distinguished hair and a private jet that flies me way up in the air. Buy and sell your company with so much savoir faire.
This is Romney Style. Is this the wrong one? Did I get the wrong one? This one?
No. That's the official video.
This really?
Is that like 16 million hits?
Holy shit, 682 million hits.
Yes! The motherfucker is rich. It's
holy
you don't know.
Holy
it's $1.99 to download it on YouTube or
what the fuck is this?
Look at this shit.
You guys are so out of it.
This is
oh my god.
Look at this shit.
We're deep in the bowels of indie rappers.
This is 684 million hits.
And I've never heard of it until right now. 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선어해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 아름다워 사랑스러워.
오빤 강남 스타. 강남 스타. 오빤 강남 스타. Sexy lady.
Tammy is hopping around in the hole in the fucking fort. Juking and jive and doing a bunch of fucking Gangnam Style shit that she learned in Canada at a broomball tournament with a bunch of Australians. That's fucked up.
Minnesota style. Minnesota style. Imagine a
place so far up north it's almost polar. But people don't wear coats unless it's 10 degrees or colder. Got the Vikings, Wild, Wolves, and Lynx, and Twins, but no October. And the State Fair, Valley Scare, boo. Got a sauna here. In the summertime, it's like a flippin' sauna here. My Uncle Dick won't go outside cause he just saw a bear. Our governor that wrestled two once had a lot of hair.
Not a lot of hair.
Minnesota, it's where you go to get away.
Minnesota style.
Hey, I actually am aware that I'm slightly slurring my speech.
You are.
So I'm aware of it. Just so you know, I know I'm drunk.
It could have been the vodka.
That means it must be the end of the podcast.
Yeah! All right, all right. All right, well, folks, that about wraps it up, I think. We had a lot of angry black men on tonight. And those guys are fucking awesome, right?
So we did, but we had some kick-ass, old-school, cool black guys, too.
Yeah.
And we had some really happy lesbians from the state of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And we had some really hyper Koreans, too, right?
Yeah, baby.
Exactly.
I do have a song to go out with.
Really?
I'm going to go back to the old school fucking 90s rap.
All right.
This is The Far Side Again.
The Far Side Again.
Far Side Again. Because the Far Side cannot be played enough.
I like this vibe. Why don't you just bring us out, Dave? Anyone else got any last minute things to say? Other than Tony, please come back, you fucker. Quit
Tone
going out Loke. On Friday nights.
Tone Loke, where the fuck are you, dude?
This shit's coming from Minnesota. We're in a fort. It's fucking 39 degrees. If you don't like this podcast, fuck you. Tell 7 other people, please.
This is The Far Side with Passing Me By.
Cue it up. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this shitty-ass fucking podcast. We had 5,000 goddamn listeners last month.
5,300, so, motherfucker.
5,300. We're on the rise. Tell your buddies. Tell your friends. If you got any shit to say, email dave@musictoswearby@gmail.com.
Cause I knew I'd get a kiss. Always got mad when the class was dismissed. But when it was a session, I always had a question. I would raise my hand to make a stand. Cause through my chest can help me with my problem. It was never much. Just a trick to spell a stick. I try to sneak a touch. Oh, how I wish I could hold a hand and give her a hug. She was married to the man. He was a thug. His name was Lee. He drove a Z. He picked her up from school probably at 3 o'clock. I was on her jock. Yes, indeed. I wrote graffiti on the bus. I write her name in carbon with my name last on the looking glass. I seen it yesterday, but still I had to let her pass.
All right, anyone else got anything to say?
Pardon the profanity!
I dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her, and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, singing out with like a fan. Damn, she looked good.
Well, fuck, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not. It's all right. It's all right. I figured eventually I'd dig and you'd say yes, but you haven't yet. Just roll with it then. I'll talk to Dave.
It's similar to Art in the Park.
Yes.
It's similar to that.
Fart in the park? You lost me, yeah, a female.
Very muscle. Similar. It's similar to Art in the Park. Fart in the Park?
Yeah, that's exactly it. The Fart in the Park Music Festival.
It could happen. It should happen. It's for gassy people.
Oh, it's just shart in the park. It's for people who crap their pants.
Noxious, like noxious fumes only.
Oh, I got an artist for that topic. I certainly do.
Oh, yeah, baby.